This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, May 10th. Well, cattle markets had kind of a disappointing day yesterday. Started out firm, but could not hang on to those gains and ended up lower across the board. Live cattle were down about 50 cents by the end of the day. Feeders were down about $1.50. So last few days, we've had some minor attempts to rally, but we just can't hang on to the gains. And the markets are starting to creep lower and look like they're gaining some momentum to the downside. On the cash trade, we've been trading all week right around 184 on the Fed trade, which is down 2, but we have yet to see any dress trade develop. Box beef values were lower yesterday for the second day in a row, both choice and select. Choice was down 128 at 295, select down 249 at 286. So the spread picked up 121. We're sitting at 963. Movement was 173 loads, so pretty impressive movement for a Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday, we've had good box beef movement following some light movement on Monday and Tuesday. The slaughter rate yesterday was 122,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 489,000. That's 9,000 more than last week, but still down 16,000 from a year ago. On the cash feeder side for Wednesday, we traded around 4,800 head. Average price $244.14, so that's up about $4 over where we were on Tuesday. On the seven-day average, we're up 93 cents at $240.38. So we're hanging right in there. The cash feeders appear to be on pretty solid footing, but there too, from a seasonal perspective, if you're rallying in early May, right around this first, second week of May is usually when you're going to carve out your high. Whatever producers want to place on grass usually is done by that early May time window because it starts to turn dry in the southern plains. It gets hot. So you see that buying momentum really slow down by this time of year. So I think that we've already seen that. The market has already, from a futures perspective, the futures markets were already starting, I think, that next leg down. They've struggled to maintain the upward momentum like the cash trade has. So we're seeing some divergence there, but I think the board is leading the way and that the cash markets are going to stall out here fairly quickly. Export sales yesterday were a little disappointing, just at 12,300 tons. Japan took 4,400 of that, South Korea 1,900, Mexico took 1,700. For pork export sales at 24,400, also a fairly light number. China took 6,900, Japan 3,900, Canada took 3,700. So the beef complex, of course, looking at very expensive prices, consumer demand appears to have hung right in there. But when you look at the box beef trade starting to slip a little bit here, volume is really picked up. So the discounted prices are stoking some demand. But I think as we move forward, the futures market's already kind of giving us some signals. It seems to me that we've started that next leg down into the normal seasonal pattern of moving lower into summer. We know that we've got adequate numbers, and those numbers would be increasing as far as slaughter availability. The numbers will be increasing as we get into the month of July, it may be into early August. That's a normal seasonal pattern for the markets to carve out a low anyway. That's usually when consumer demand tends to be its weakest, and yet you're still going to have a fairly large numbers coming into the slaughter line. So at this point, feedlots are current, but the weights are heavy. They're managing to stay current just because numbers are tight. But beef production is doing all right just because of those heavier weights. It's with caution, though, and the feedlots are well aware of this. They need to stay current or they get behind fairly quickly, especially as we get into the heat of summer. So moving forward, I do think we have started that next leg down. It's just a matter of working our way through the heat of summer before we get into, I think, a much better market strength as we get into the fall and winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.